Eric Clapton at 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. Good morning, Zach here. It's The Best Mix in the Morning Show and Coffee Talk for Tuesday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is Fried Chicken Day and also International Kissing Day. Just try not to get too PDA-ish, okay? Adventurous but clueless? A new survey found that millennials consider themselves to be the most adventurous cooks compared to other generations. That said, millennials were also found to cook the fewest meals at home and know the least about cooking and kitchen safety. And as a geriatric millennial myself, I will confirm all of this. Stressed out lately? You might want to watch the top of your head. Turns out that stress really does make you go gray. But there's good news. Reducing stress can reverse the process. Researchers at Columbia University found eliminating stress can return gray hair, as long as long thought to be permanent, to its younger pigmented state. So try not to get stressed about eliminating the stress in your life. Best of luck there. The UK celebrates Thank You Day on July 4th, just as America is celebrating its Independence Day, which seems a bit passive-aggressive. Anyway, so British researchers conducted a study on how and when we show our appreciation, and there are some pretty interesting findings here. For starters, the average adult will say thank you 207 times a month, which is roughly 6.8 times a day. It's a lot of gratitude, but some of it is fake. On average, 54 of those thank yous are insincere. That's 26%, by the way. About a quarter of people surveyed think that's a problem because genuine appreciation is dying out. 33% said they'd still prefer to hear the words, even if the person is just saying thank you for the sake of it or for good manners. And 55% of people claim they've become more grateful during the pandemic, but 26% probably didn't mean it. Anyway, and now for some useless and interesting information today. If you've ever wondered why Ritz crackers have those ridges around the edge of the circle, wonder no more. A video posted on Ritz's official TikTok revealed the reason the crackers have those scalloped edges is to slice through cheese. In case you don't have a knife, I guess. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.